Stag, this is Eric Trading on Jennifer Shaw. That's J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Shaw, S-H-A-W. Date of birth is 11-21-43. And the date of visit is 1-10-23. Please make a copy for Dr. Carol St. James. C-A-R-O-L, Carol St. James, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Carol, C-A-R-O-L, thank you for sending Jennifer Shaw for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. History of President Ellis. This is a 78-year-old female who has been experiencing wheezing, chest tightness, and persistent cough with recurrent bronchitis over the past 6 months, and has been bringing up some whitish yellow mucus. The patient was recently on a trip to Chicago, and caught a cold and subsequently developed nasal congestion and sore throat, and was seen at a walk-in center where she was given a course of steroids, which helped to some extent, but after that she continued to have persistent cough, a yellow sputum, and nasal congestion with chest tightness and wheezing. The patient has been using a nasal spray and saline nasal mist, but has had no significant relief. Next paragraph. Past history has included history of asthma as a child. She also has had a tonsillectomy remotely and a history of cholecystectomy and foot surgery. She has had ulnar transposition surgery and carpal tunnel repair. Other history includes history for measles and skin cancer removal and pneumonia on two occasions. The patient states she's been exposed to mold in her apartment, where the ceiling was covered with black mold. She has macular degeneration and a history of cerebral aneurysm with the TIAs. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient does not smoke, denies significant alcohol use. Next, next paragraph. Allergies to pollen. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient denies history of smoking, drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of pneumonia. Father died of metastatic cancer with prostate cancer. Next paragraph. system review, the patient has had glaucoma and cataracts and macular degeneration, and history for hoarseness, wheezing, cough, and shortness of breath. She has had hiatal hernia with reflux and history for constipation. Also has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. She has had eczema and hay fever. And she has calf muscle pains and palpitations. Also has depression and anxiety and muscle aches. She has numbness of the extremities and sleep apnea but unable to use CPAP. She has skin rash with itching. Next, medalist included Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril, and Protonix 40 milligrams daily. And cough syrup, as well as albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female has no acute distress, no pallor, clubbing, cyanosis, or leg edema. Blood pressure 120/70, pulse is 65, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 122, saturation 96. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, nasal mucus injected. Ears, no inflammation. Next, supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the outsides are regular, as well as to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerve is grossly intact. Next, paragraph impression number one. Number one is reactive airways. Number two is acute bronchitis with bronchospasm. Number three is gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number four is history of mold exposure. And hypersensitivity. And next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to use Zithromax 500 milligrams daily for 5 days. Also placed on prednisone 10 milligrams BID for 1 week and 10 milligrams daily for 1 week. So we'll get a CBC, CMP, IgE level. Also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator study. And so the advice to come in for a follow-up, you know, approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Let's talk to Susan.